Once upon a time, there were 10 little cannibals swinging on a vine. One tried to pat a big wild cat, and then there were 9. One of the 9 drank turpentine, and then there were 8. Then one more fell dead on the floor, and 7 was there.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdl, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert. And this song was well known in the 40s, Eric. It's Captain Kangaroo Meets the Cannibal.
Listen to this part, Dave.
Is that not the song?
Yeah, listen here.
One became a skeleton, then there was only one, and he ate himself all up.
Oh, yeah, this is the Cannibal song,
you
a little known,
and
well.
You can eat yourself.
And it, whose voice is that talking right
the
there?
Answers. Let's
that is the one, the only
song.
Jiminy Cricket. I kid you not. This is Jiminy Cricket and Rika Moore singing the Cannibal song. This is a Disney song from way back in the day.
How could Disney have a cannibal?
Well, how could Breakthrough Entertainment have a cannibal show?
Because of the producer, Joseph J.
Erdo! World famous film critic, right? This is all in honor of The Green Inferno, a new movie that opened yesterday. Yes.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you if I looked away in our next segment, but I know, Dave, you saw it, too.
I did. How did you
shocked.
Know? I did see it.
Yeah, you saw it. Well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Cannibalism Show in honor of the Green Inferno. And
I looked away when they showed the naked women.
So something you want to tell us?
Did you? Okay.
I'm kidding. Well, there was no nakedity in there.
There was a little bit.
Oh, I did look away?
Well...
Yeah.
Yeah,
look away,
a little
look
bit.
Away.
You didn't miss. Oh,
right,
man.
But yeah, that was the Cannibal song. Bring
she
us into the
sort
show.
She was sort of cute, the lead actress.
Yeah, we're going to see her again in I think 2 weeks.
Fairly good
for
actress
Eli Roth's
too.
Next film.
Can we get her on the show?
I would like to.
And we have a
in
boiling
person.
Pot of water. I have the seasoning.
Well, yeah. So you know, I'll just we'll recap everything else that's going to be happening shortly. But I do our featured film is The Green Inferno. We do have on later on in this hour. Cannibalism expert Carol A. Travis Hennikoff. She's the author of the book Dinner with a Cannibal, The Complete History of Mankind's Oldest Taboo. So she's going to give us a history lesson in this subject. At 10 o'clock, we've got someone coming in studio, a spice expert. They're going to bring in various spices and tell
that.
Us how we can spice the meat. And then
you
at 11
spice people?
And at 11 o'clock, we will have a blind taste test. Dave will be enjoying...
I won't say what I want, what part I want.
Okay, well, that's fine. Whatever part you want.
Now, does it matter? You know, does it? Well, ask the cannibal expert, but Eric, you might like this one. Does it matter? Is it a male or female, depending on...
I imagine there's
different
flavor, yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to ask
Well, you probably have to season it differently.
I know what... forget it.
Oh, okay.
You know what my favorite cannibalism thing was?
What?
It's from the movie City Slickers, where they're hanging out, and Billy Crystal tells Daniel Stern, pass the Phil, because they were going to eat Phil when they...
Yeah.
It might have been City Slickers, too, perhaps, with John Lovitz.
Mm. Well,
one of the two.
He's funny.
Great
well,
stuff.
Well, in addition to broadcasting live here on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, we are also broadcasting live behind-the-scenes audio and video on Meerkat.
Yes.
So, hey, everyone on Meerkat. You can find us at Breakthrough Entertainment. Just go to the Meerkat app or Meerkat Streams, or you know, you can find it.
Yes.
I was going to say, I know what part you would like, Joseph. You like on a turkey, when they're turkey, you know, Thanksgiving, everyone loves their part.
The
I like the drumstick.
Oh, yeah?
What do you like?
I like the breasts.
Oh.
Not the wiener?
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No, but
we had
the wishbone
going of about 119 hours.
A what?
119 hours.
What about that?
It was just a streak of under 19.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, right. We did pretty well with that.
Yeah.
But before I tell you what else is going to be happening on today's show, other than cooking segments, Dave, what is this hour brought to us by?
Oh, yeah. Greg, what is this hour brought to you? I'll start it off and you finish it.
No, it's okay. Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. You know what? It's still hot outside. At any time you need help, but especially right now, you want to make sure to get your car checked out. Any trips coming up, make sure the oil is changed. So go to alexandersautorepair.com. That's alexandersautorepair.com. And get that oil change and any other maintenance.
And if you want to call them, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Great guy. That's what I'd recommend. That's where I go.
He's great, but if you drive to the Peruvian jungle and you're bringing back some meat, will he help you out there with unloading it at least? No.
Well, yeah. Maybe.
It depends.
That was Peru, huh?
Really Peruvian jungle.
Do they really have those?
Well, we're going to ask our cannibalism expert. I was very curious. But yes,
that's what I was curious.
It is kind of Breakthrough Entertainment's prelude to our Halloween spooktacular, month-long Halloween spooktacular. That's which we'll be telling you about a little bit later in today's show. But if you are joining us on Meerkat, remember that you can always share your comments about any movies you've seen. If you have any questions for our guests, please chime in, or you can always call us here at the studio if you're listening on KPHX 1480 AM. 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. We would love to hear from you.
And also, if you saw the debut of Scream Queens.
Yes, Scream Queens, which we'll bring up today as well. But before we get too far, I want to make sure that everyone knows, in addition to The Green Inferno, that opened yesterday, of course, we also have reviews of Ashby, a new movie opened, starring Sarah Silverman, Mickey Rourke, Emma Roberts, speaking of Scream Queens.
Yes.
A Brilliant Young Mind, a new movie starring Asia Butterfield. Pay the Ghost, a new Halloween-themed movie starring Nicolas Cage. And then Time Out of Mind, starring Richard Gere. And speaking of Time Out of Mind, we have the musical, the musician that's featured in the film. She is she is considered the Saw Lady, Natalia Peruse. She will be speaking with us.
Is she from Peru, or does she just peruse?
I didn't think of that. Peru. She might just peruse.
Now, will Nicolas Cage have finally a good movie?
I hope so.
You
he's had a chain
great
of
great movies, but
well,
recently.
He's had Face Off and Con Air, and
recently it's been
recently it's not been too great, but. We also have actor Nicola Kent from Ray Donovan. I know that Eric likes that show. And then at 11:20, Dave, we have
director Ron May, director of Sex with Strangers.
Something
play
that I love. Oh,
yeah, right.
Oh, it's a play. Okay, I'm sorry.
You love to watch. You were gonna say so.
No,
you weren't. But is actually
I
play.
I get beeped up.
Herberger, and no, that's.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, then our streak is alive. Then alive.
Yes.
I get dumped.
Yeah, it's actually I'm going to go tonight and review the play. It's
good.
At I believe Herberger 8 p.m. I think it's just started September 24th, a couple days ago, and runs for a week or two. So get out there and see it. I don't know if tickets are available or not, but we'll ask Ron May, the director. He's also part of Stray Cat Theater here in Phoenix. I don't know if you've heard of that, but a lot of good stuff they do. Arizona Theater Company and Stray Cat Theater putting this particular play on tonight. Sex with Strangers. I can't wait. I never participate as an audience member or a media member, but I'll be raising my hand tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Dave, I've never had her burger.
So. Yeah. Well, have you been tested for it, though?
No, I maintain that I spice it correctly first before I bite it. I don't know. The cannibalism show,
certainly is a dumpable. Okay.
No,
anyway.
What? Breakthrough Entertainment?
Yeah.
Breakthrough Entertainment's cannibalism show. It is a jam-packed show. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Not like last week was really jam-packed.
Yeah. At one point.
Like boom, boom, boom,
I will say at one point we had two additional guests today, but we wanted some breathing room, so we.
Oh, really?
A breath, Joseph. Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a little breath.
Especially while we eat.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. And like again, mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock, we will be learning about the spicing, the different spices that are available, and mm-hmm. the methods to spice the meat. And then at 11 o'clock is the blind taste test, various parts of the of
the human anatomy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delicious.
So, yes.
Are they live or are they dead?
Well,
yet?
We'll try with the various spices as well. No. Oh, if are they live or that's part of the blind taste test. If does it taste different alive versus
what
dead?
If someone says kiss me
then you probably yeah I don't know. I'm not going to touch that one.
No, we'll do it.
Okay, well if you want. But yeah, we'll be talking about the Green Inferno in our next
segment.
Yes, but yeah, Scream Queens, let's mention that. Greg, you watched it, right? It was on Tuesday night, I believe. Was it?
Yeah.
Tuesday night on Fox.
Absolutely.
Starring Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Among many other people.
Yeah, 2 hours of great stuff. And, of course, Ryan Murphy.
Yes.
Guy that brings us American Horror Story, one of the top shows on TV.
And Glee, one of my top shows.
Absolutely. It's like they're combining both of them together. Yeah. And then adding a mix literally from Scream and other movies, you know, you can kind of bring in. But, you know, Joseph, I know we've talked about the show for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the premiere live up to what you kind of thought it would be?
No.
No. Okay.
No, to be honest, I was a little bit disappointed in Scream Queens.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Right.
But, I don't know. It was. I liked the various kills. I think that I liked the sense of humor.
Sure.
Emma Roberts is doing a good job, but I think she's going a little bit over the top in some scenes.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing with that is with her character, and that was the only thing kind of with the show I didn't like. So in general, yes, I enjoyed it. You know, the thing is, though, is they made... I know people will say, well, it's a show about killer, that stuff, you know, but I thought there'd be a little more realism type of thing. Mm-hmm. The way the girls, main girls, kind of act, it's like, but they're kind of spoofing how
right, it's more
people
Glee
really are, kind of making fun. So, you know what? So as time goes on, I'll like that. But like you said, with the cast, but it's interesting because what they do, you bring the original Scream Queen, Jamie Lee Curtis, and if she would have said no to doing the show, there would have been no show. Ryan Murphy met with her. He says, I've wanted to work with you, please. And then the next day she agreed.
And there will be a psycho scene. You know, her mother was psycho.
So there's a lot of stuff that they're putting in there. Not only that we see, you know, like Lea Michele, some of his cast from other shows he's had and people he's worked with before. But I one thing I like about it is at least rumors are in the future we might see more Scream Queen type of people. Maybe Neve Campbell jumps in for a little bit, stuff like that. But I think it's a great cast. Even Nick Jonas I thought was okay. I mean,
oh, really?
Who knew that kid?
Yeah, you liked when he was lifting the weights, huh?
There we go.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, and of course we have Diego Boneta from the movie that you probably like because they sing a lot, Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
was
back.
Okay.
Glenn Powell from Expendables 3. But I really like Skylar Samuels, and I got to be honest, I didn't recognize her, but she, you know, she's done some stuff before, obviously. She was in The Duff, and she's also American Horror Story, but I think it was Freak Show the past season. I did not see that, so that's why I didn't recognize her at first, but she's great. And, of course, Kate Hudson's brother, Oliver, in it as well. So, good cast all around. I think it's a good show. Even if you're not a horror fan, but if you're a fan of comedy, it's that mix together that I do like. And I think they're putting it together nicely. Again, just one episode. Maybe didn't live up to the expectations of everyone, but I think Ryan Murphy will make sure that it does well. I just can't see it failing. Now, it is on Fox, and they're known to cancel shows out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this one will be one of them. I just have the feeling that people are going to catch on board. And it's a good time for it. It's Halloween time, so hopefully the ratings are up. And then if the show kicks out, you know, does some good things, more people hopefully tune in.
I would like that costume, by the way, the devil costume.
It was
especially
good.
The mask.
Yeah.
But my one big qualm with it is why do you bother to have Ariana Grande in a show and then kill her off?
That's the greatest thing about it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Serious? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's like what they did.
I hope that, I won't say the name that they call her,
yeah.
But the maid, I hope that she comes back.
Oh, man.
I don't think we can say that on KPH.
But of course, well, it's like with Bella Thorne when she's killed in the first scene of the show Scream. And we're saying this because these people, Ariana, you know, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
She had told fans and stuff, which actually, ironically, Bella Thorne was up for the lead role in Scream Queens, but the reason she turned it down was so she can be in Scream the TV show for her 5 minutes.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
Wow. Yes.
Well, she was in the second to last episode as well.
Oh, okay. See, I must have missed that.
But she didn't have any lines.
A flashback.
She just was,
or,
you know, very briefly on there.
Yeah.
What did you think of the premiere of Scream Queens, Dave?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
He would have been too scared. Actually, I think Dave would sort of like it because
yeah,
of the underlying humor.
Yeah,
yeah,
the humor, yeah, yeah.
Which I guess now, the more I think about it, even though kind of the main girls, how they have totally fake and stuff, now I kind of like that because when you think more about it, like you said with Glee, but sort of the fact that they're kind of spoofing how real, you know, sorority girls kind of be. I'm kind of like, okay, maybe it's actually pretty funny after all with that.
Yes. And you know, remember, if you're listening to us on KPHX 1480 AM here in Phoenix, you're going to want to join us on our Meerkat live stream on video. That's, again, we're at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can find us on the Meerkat app or Meerkat Streams or meerkatapp.co. You're going to want to catch us today because this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Cannibalism Show. And yes, at 10 o'clock, we will be learning about how to spice our meat. And then at 11 o'clock, we will be having a blind taste test. So you'll want to see that. That's not something that's just for radio. So, but before we get to any of that, we've got to review the Green Inferno. So let's do that after the break. This is Silence from Silence of the Lambs. Goodbye Horses, Q Lazarus.
Q Lazarus?
Q Lazarus, Goodbye Horses.
Do you like the flavor Silence of the Lamb meat?
No, I like the kind of
like
aboriginal, you know.
Lamb chops
Peruvian.
Are pretty good.
Lamb chops?
Pork chops?
We had that in studio, yeah.
How about salt and pepper pork? Only available at the Knee House.
How about man chops?
I don't know about that, but women chops rock.
That's
all
good.
I can say. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Lotion on the skin.